discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Welcome to episode 90 of French Your Way podcast. And how do you say 90 in French? If you need a little brush up, go to episode 45 of this podcast. It's actually 90, donc épisode 90 de French Way Podcast. So today I'm answering a question that is a very common source of confusion for English speaking students learning French. And this question was asked by Alexei. Alexei is saying, hi Jessica, can I ask you to create a special episode about usage of the expression I miss you in French? So it's quite tricky and I can't understand the logic of this construction. Indeed, the construction of the sentence is very different from English, and that's what makes it a little bit more difficult to grasp. After my explanation, you should be able to say even much more, such as he misses me, they miss her, etc. Well, hopefully. So first, we're going to see what the structure in English is. So that's a little bit of grammar here. Hence, it is important to understand to have a basic knowledge of grammar so that we can like be on the same page, basically. So when you say, I miss you, your structure would be I is the subject doing the action of to miss, which is your verb, and you is the direct object. You are going to need to be comfortable with the direct and indirect object pronouns to be able to do the I miss you and derivate it. So if you need a brush up, go to episode 88 of a French Way podcast. So I miss you, subject, verb, and direct object, because you is coming directly after the verb miss. In French, you are going to start with the subject is going to be the person or the thing that is actually missing. So when you say I miss you, the person who is missing is you. So that is your subject, tu. Then you're going to have to conjugate the verb manquer, which is to miss. Note that you will conjugate it with the tu form, because tu is a subject. And then you say to whom the person is an absence. So who is the person who is sad or suffers from the absence? And this is going to be the indirect object. So your structure is going to be, so the thing of the person who is absent, then the verb to miss, to the person who is suffering or who is sad. So I miss you is you are an absence to me. You are an absence to me. So tu manque, and then to me would be the indirect object pronoun. Tu me manque. Tu me manque. I used to say, you've heard me say, who or what is being an absence. Sometimes it is, for example, the expats miss France. So France is the thing that they are missing. So la France is the subject. Manque, conjugated with la France, third person singular. And to whom? To the expat. So aux expatriés. So aller becomes aux expatriés. So France is an absence to the expat. La France manque aux expatriés. For the expat miss France. So in fact, we use the totally different subject. It's almost like the construction is reversed. If you want to say, so we're talking about the expats, they miss France. So they miss France. So France is an absence to them. Donc la France, leur, that's an indirect object pronoun, leur manque. La France leur manque means they miss France. If you want to say they miss it, or even they miss her, so we're talking about France. So elle, so France, elle manque, third person singular, so to them. It or she is an absence to them. Elle leur manque. Do you get the trick? So how are you going to translate the followings there? So if you want to say again, I miss you, how would you say if you're saying I miss you my friend first, and then I miss you, maybe someone who you would use the formal address, or I miss you all as a group. I miss you my friend would be you my friend are an absence to me. Tu, because if he's your friend, you're going to say tu me manque, and es for manque, as you can see in the show notes. If you need to see the sentences written, go to the show notes of the episode, because you conjugate the verb with tu me manque. Now if you want to say I miss you Mr. or something, so formal form of address, or I miss you plural, in both cases it's going to be vous, you all, or you sir are an absence to me. Vous, the verb is conjugated with vous because it's a subject, so is it vous manquez, and to me will be me, vous me manquez. Tu me manques, informal, or vous me manquez, formal or plural. How to say I miss him. I miss him would be he is an absence to me. Il, singular, il manque, third person singular is just with an e at the end, and to me, me. Il me manque. Il me manque. Now I miss her. I miss her is she's an absence to me. Elle, singular, elle me manque. In the opposite way, how do you say he or she misses me? Is I'm an absence to him or to her. Donc, he or she misses me is je manque, still with an e at the end, je manque. And to him or to her, indirect object pronoun, third person singular, lui, je, lui. Manque. So don't forget to conjugate the verb with the subject. So if you like, imagine like some children are gone for a summer camp. So how would we say the mom misses her children? So her children are an absence to them. Yeah, I translate like manquer to miss by to be an absence, so that we can try to have a structure that would be as close as possible so that you can then translate. So the mom misses her children is her children are an absence to the mom. So ses enfants, that's plural, manque, so the verb is in the third person plural because the subject is les enfants, donc ent, even though you don't hear it, you need to write it, ses enfants manque à la maman. So her children are an absence to the mom. Ses enfants manquent à la maman. And imagine when they come back, she'll exclaim, oh, I've missed you. I've missed you. So you is like a plural. Vous avez manqué. So you have been an absence to me. Vous m'avez manqué. Vous m'avez manqué. I've missed you. And they may or may not, depend on how much they've missed their mom or how much they had fun and just totally forgot they had a mom, they may reply, we've missed you too. So you have been an absence to us too. Tu, like you, mom, tu, have been an absence, tu as manqué, so it's the passé composé, conjugated with tu, so as, and then the past participle, well, tu as manqué, you've been an absence to us. Donc, nous, tu nous as manqué aussi. We've missed you too. Tu nous as manqué aussi. I hope you get it now. Please send me some feedback. You can email me directly at jessica@frenchaway.com.au, or you may want to leave a comment so that we can like actually start a discussion with other fellow students on the show notes, like on the comment section of this episode. So that's frenchaway.com.au/podcast 90, I would be very interested to know if if it has helped you, if the explanations were clear enough, because it is a tricky structure. And if you want, you can try to write a little sentence in French saying what or who you miss the most when you are away from your home. For example, for me, mes amis me manquent. So, my friends are an absence to me. I miss my friends. Mes amis me manquent. Ma famille me manque. Mes biscuits et mes desserts préférés. So, my favorite biscuits and desserts. L'odeur de l'été. Smell of summer. L'air frais et sec de l'hiver. So, the dry, the crisp, the chilly air of winter me manque. With an ENT, because all of these things are an absence to me. So, it's plural. Noël sous la neige me manque aussi. So, Christmas under the snow. No, because I don't get so many white Christmases now that I'm in Australia, are an absence to me, is an absence to me for Christmas. So don't forget, give me your feedback or try to write a little sentence as practice. I will actually see them so I can help you put your sentence straight. I will give you some feedback as well if you participate. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Way Podcast.